Hello, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I am absolutely amazing today.
Well, that is good. It's Friday.
I know, right? Partying on the weekend.
Are you?
I might be. I probably will a little bit because I'm not working like crazy this weekend.
Is a good thing. Because we
Yes.
can spend for a little fun, don't you think?
I think weekends are good for fun. Yes. And everybody deserves good fun. I think so anyway.
What about bad fun?
Everyone deserves really bad fun. Of that, I'm even more sure. I'm just like looking on Tinder and seeing what's going on.
Well, before we get going here too much, I want to interrupt you just for a minute because I would like to tell everyone who I am speaking to.
Oh,
Everyone, everyone.
good.
As you know, I am Miss Cabry. This is my Mistress After Hours blog, and I have teased for a couple of weeks now about a special interview that was a little different for me. Because normally I touch base with all my MILFy friends. We've got these fabulous sex lives and, our personal lives are just as great as our mistress lives. But there's another group of mistresses that they are just as lovely, just as much fun, but sometimes our paths don't cross as much. And today I happen to have one of them with me. And I apologize for the delay. She was a little hard to nail down. I have Mistress Kelly.
You'd be really surprised on how easy it is to tie me down sometimes. Just saying.
Well, that's one thing we have in common. It was funny, Kelly, I will tell you. I was recently talking on my radio show about you. I was saying, I was a little intimidated because, when I was your age, as, fabulous and as confident as I am now, when I hear about your life and how confident and sexy and just powerful you are, I couldn't relate to that at that age. So it's pretty interesting to me. I mean, it's, I have to, raise my glass to you and say, damn.
Wow. Well, my family says that like I'm an old soul or something because I think, I don't know, I don't act like a typical millennial, you know? I'm very independent and yeah, I am very confident. So, I don't know. I'm probably like the reincarnation of some amazing sex goddess somewhere. You never know.
You don't, and I get, but I personally, I came into my own sexually, like full on going into my 40s. So here you are, you're fresh out of college.
Yep.
You kind of got like the whole world. I mean, it's all right in front of you now. So what is going on with you currently?
Just, you mean
School's
like,
done, so you're not playing with that. So,
yeah, I'm all done with that. I got a real job. Yeah, so I work in the professional world now. And so
welcome to the
sometimes, I
adulting.
know. Adulting sucks sometimes. I'll tell
Adulting
you
does suck.
that. Oh, if I
Sweetheart,
had
I will
known.
tell you this, adulting sucks always.
Oh, yeah. Adulting sucks always. I need to make that like in a frame or something, a painting. But no, I mean, I think what I'm doing is I'm mostly just finding balance. I'm here and I love to get my kink on and I love to play. So, I kind of balance that between just being really active and on my
So,
feet, sometimes overnights and things like that. So it's crazy.
I'm curious. Now, this whole blog, okay, Mistress After Hours, mm-hmm. is really about, like, our personal sex lives. I've spoken with, now we just revamped it, it's brand new. I've talked a little bit about mine and my swinging. I've talked a little bit with Miss Delia and her little subby hubby Jack. Uh-huh. And Mistress Erica and her very, very nice regular dick she has.
Oh.
Like, she doesn't have to cook for herself ever. Hmm. I think I want to go visit Miss Erica. So, Miss Kelly, uh-huh. my favorite little princess friend.
Yes.
Do you have regular dick? Do you have a stable full of dick? Do you have something other than dick?
Yeah, I have apps on my phone, so I get a ton of dick whenever I want it. But there are a couple of people who are more special than others, but it's not all dick. I like pussy, too. I have a couple of roommates. We are very good friends, and one I have some benefits with.
Well, guess what?
What?
You may not have thought we had anything in common.
I know.
But guess what? I like pussy, too.
Yeah, isn't it, like, great?
It is.
Great.
It is. And sometimes the dick can just stay across the room and watch.
Yeah, like, I mean, there's something about, like, sucking a dick, and it's just so manly and masculine, and dick is, like, hard and throbby and yum.
Dick is great, but pussy, I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
When I play, I have to tell you, I do it primarily, like, it's like, okay, the dick just kind of comes with it. Like, it's like, that's what I want, though.
Oh, yeah. I think pussy in many ways is just softer and more, I don't know if this
it's
is like...
better.
Yeah, better. And I mean, you just know... Okay, this may sound stupid, but you can give a guy an orgasm by, like, breathing on him. But you know, I think a lot of women, you know, it's like if you fucking make a girl come, you're like, yes, you know, because it is.
I mean,
so
seriously,
it's an accomplishment.
It is. It's huge. It's huge. And you know what? Guys are totally just impressed with, like, whatever. It's like, ooh, you touched my dick. You sucked my dick. You did this, whatever.
Or the wind
blew. Have a dick sit there and say, damn, you eat really good pussy. You're like, I got mad skills.
Yeah. You, like, need to crochet a shirt or something about that. I eat pussy well. Mm-hmm.
If I can figure out a way, you know, like that epithet, you know, like when you die, like, oh, by the way, I did this too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I would say that I'm kind of a mix. I'm not, like, straightly straight, and I'm not... I'm sort of in the middle. I like
Now, when you get into kink, how far do you push it with... Do you push, like, BDSM? Do you push... Do you go dom and sub?
Okay,
so... But personally, what do you... How do you like to mix it?
Personally, I would say that I am switchy, but it really depends. Like, I'm not just switchy if someone's like, come here and get down on your knees. Fuck no. Like, that doesn't work for me. There has to be something really specific about the guy. Like, okay, so I love older guys. You know?
Like, old. Like, are we... How old?
In their 40s-ish. Older.
Ooh, I have a few that you could meet because that, I got them in my wheelhouse, sweetheart.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's just, okay. There's something about an older guy with a younger girl that I think is beautiful. You know, I'm in my 20s. A guy in his 40s has experience. And I think he's, because I fuck 20-year-old guys, you know, 20 in their 20s. And so, some of them are just like, get in, get off, get gone. You know what I mean? But a guy who's older is more mature and is more into giving pleasure. So some of the best sex that I've had has been with older guys because they just know what to do. They've got experience.
And you know what? And I know some older guys in their 40s that are very much into pleasing women. Simply, you know, because when you get older, things, you know, don't work as well or whatever. So, you know, they've learned to evolve. I'm a little bit at the flip with you.
Yeah.
I kind of like to play with the puppies. I like to play with the guys in their 20s, but the guys in the 20s all have their thing for their MILFs. They love me. I am the mama's boy poster child. They love me. And what's nice with them is they've got stamina.
We should do trading. You give me a couple of your older guy friends, and I'll give you some of my younger guy friends.
I'll share the dick with you.
We'll have a swap fest.
Oh, and you know what? My kitchen island, which is one of my favorite places to have sex, would be a great place. People ask when they come to my house, they're like, because I have this big marble island that I bake and I roll things out on and I put cookies on and I make pasta on it and do all sorts of stuff. And I'm like, you really want to know what the hell else has been on that?
It sounds yum.
It is. Now, are you into... Now, I know you like the chicks and I know you like the dicks. Do you like them together or do you like to keep them separate?
I've done things with people together. Yeah, I mean, with guys and girls together. I think that I love sex so much that I just think every single bit of it should be completely explored. You know, I mean, there's probably not much I wouldn't try at least once, I think.
You know what, there's a couple of things that have zero interest to me. Zero.
Mm-hmm.
But... I think you'd agree. And you know what? I do want to try a younger chick. I call those kitties. I call the young guys puppies, and I call the young girls kitties.
I'll purr for you.
Oh, I could make you purr. That would be so.
I bet you could.
So much fun. Now, when you are with a woman, are you dominant, submissive, or does it just depend on the person?
I think either way, it really depends on the person, but I will say I tend to be more dominant with guys than with girls. With girls, it's sort of a more equal pleasure kind of thing. Although I will take a strap-on to a girl, like, I mean, a fucking jackhammer through concrete. You have no idea.
Go grab her man and go, you can't fuck her like this.
Exactly. Because I'm good, and I know I'm good. But yeah, I mean, I get into mystical stuff and kind of like spiritual sex with women, and it's really kind of incredible.
So I have to ask, just simply because of your age, and you know what, and I know I don't want to take too much advantage of your time. I am going to take advantage of the fact that I actually finally got you to sit still. But...
You're very lucky.
I am very lucky, and so I'm going to embrace it completely. And since I kind of got you nailed down, and if I need to get the zip ties out, I will. But
kinky, I like the
zip ties. I like kink, and you know the really good thing about zip ties.
Oh, what?
Is before they even go on, you can snap with them, and they feel safe. They bite. They bite. I like the bite.
Oh, see, I learned something today.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna tuck away in my little bag.
Yes, I like the bite. I like the bite. And watch when you use zip ties, though, if you don't have a little bit of an anchor on them, because they can self-tighten and get too tight. But I have to tell you, I like zip ties because they bite on the ass and all the other little fun little pink parts before you even start. So where do you see yourself in like the coming years? Like, are you going to settle down? And if you did, would it have to be with somebody as kinky as you? Or are you going to like tuck this away for your youthful fun and give it all up?
Oh, no. I can't give it up because I'm a really kinky, fun, sexual person. And in my regular vanilla life, regular vanilla job, regular vanilla friends, I just don't have any outlet for how very wonderfully kinky I am, and I love to be this way. So, I mean, I love blogging about it and, you know, playing virtually with it and just doing everything that, you know, gets me all, like, hot and tingly in all the right places. Because you need that. It's all about balance, I think, and I need that.
I will tell you, fast forward 15, 20 years, you know, when the first digit turns to 3 and the first digit turns to 4, you do, and regardless. And that is one thing that I absolutely love about myself is, and some of my other friends that I have, is I look at my more vanilla friends that I see now I have a few friends that are closer in age to you, either from the gym or, you know, from the schools and stuff. And then I look at the friends that are a little more near my age, and I'll be honest with you. I love it for the fact that I can carry it on 5, 10, 20 years down the road still. The way I see it is, if you're kinky enough, you can always have a sex life.
Oh, I think so. And
if you don't push yourself in that little box, you can.
Right. I agree. I mean, I think I want to keep doing things here because I don't ever want to just, like, be like, oh, it's been 2 weeks and I've been working so hard and I haven't even thought about sex. That, I think, would be, like, the worst thing in the world.
I don't know, because you and I don't share many callers, if any. I don't know if we've ever done a call together.
I don't think that we have. I don't think we have. I met you in the other world, so mostly, yeah.
Yes, and for those of you who are listening, I'm going to put some links on my blog that you'll see Ms. Kelly is also in the virtual world.
Yes, I am.
Yes, and I am there now myself, and we get to hang out, and we do have some mutual friends.
Are you, like, there right now? What are you doing right now? Because I'm hanging right now by the pool, and I think Brighton's there with me, and there are a couple little subbies running around. One is kneeling in front of me.
I'm actually lounging my nice little MILF ass chilled out on a Friday afternoon on Miss Delia's sofa.
Oh.
I think, and she's, like, relaxed out on her chaise lounge, and I think she's got some subby just sitting there, like, at the foot. Like, I, you know, don't even acknowledge that. But it's Friday, and I am MILF duty free. I am MILF duty free this weekend.
You should come by. Oh, my God. We would have so much fun.
I'm going to have so much fun because I was away for a week. That's why we couldn't catch up. And I was, like, full on MILF duties for a week. And I am MILF duty free this weekend. I have wine. I have food. It's the Derby. It's Cinco de Mayo.
I'll come visit if you have wine and food.
Uh-huh.
I'll come visit if you've got wine and food and a big bed.
I have food. I have and I have puppies and I have older guys.
Oh, see, that's what I work with. I work as a vet tech. So yeah.
Oh, no, sweetie, the puppies I talk about are the...
Oh, isn't that funny? Puppies and kitties are me and the guys.
I know. But it's funny, like, you know, you're talking about thinking about sex, and that's how we kind of got off on our tangent here. But I will tell you that one of the saddest things for me, I get so sad when our sissies can't be themselves and they have to hide from their real life.
But
one of the saddest things for me is when I talk to, and I don't care if they are a chronic masturbator. I do not care if they are a little dick nobody. I don't care who or what they are. When they're like, I haven't came in 3 weeks because I've been busy. I do not care what the hell is going on. Time out. Mistress needs to get off.
Right?
Cranky.
Oh, yeah, like, you can get hangry if you don't eat enough. You can get fucking bitch-ass cranky if you don't come. Yeah. That's why I have my Hitachi plugged in all the time in the little power strip near my bed.
Mine is, too. It was so funny. I was doing a radio show, and I had to laugh because the day before, this young guy, when I say young, he's young. I'm concerned about him working with the chemicals he does. I have one of those monthly service things that they come and they spray for bugs and bees. You know what I mean? All that stuff. And they just come once a quarter or whatever it is. And he's young. And he walks into my master suite, and next to my bed, because it's plugged in, it's sitting out, is my Hitachi. There's a cock sheath sitting out there, and then there's a dildo in this one of the sinks of my master bathroom. Uh-huh. I didn't understand why he stopped talking to me when he walked back there, so I followed him, and then I saw what he saw. He's scarred for life.
Well, what did he see?
He saw all of those things sitting out. I forgot. They go everywhere.
Really? You would think that he would be like, you know, I have sex toys. I have
He's young to know about sex toys.
I have so many. The ones that I've just gotten, just the sexiest, I call him my sweet griffin. Oh, my God. He sent me, like, a box of sex toys. Mary had sent me a message and said, Kelly, you got a box of private things, and there are lots of little boxes with them, and I'm thinking I'm not going to open those. I'll let you take care of that. And so I have, because they play together, so anybody else who has any of the Love Sense toys, whatever they are, they're like, you can plug them in on your phone because technology is amazing. And then I can stick a dildo, right? I can stick a dildo.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, wait. I can stick the dildo inside my pussy and have the little, like, clitty bit just playing around. And on the other side, a guy can put the fleshlight piece. It's not really a fleshlight. It has another name. I think it's called Max. And you can put it, yeah, you can put the Max over your dick. And as you're fucking me and as I'm fucking my dildo, our toys can fucking link together. So it's like we're actually fucking.
No way.
Yeah, I am not even kidding.
Will you send me that link? I love the idea because truthfully, the dick, you know, that's what I actually call the man. I call him the dick.
You call your guy the dick? That's a stereotype.
I do. Literally and figuratively, he is the dick. His attitude, and it's like, Jesus Christ, he's the dick. You know, he sits in his fucking little fishbowl, you know, corner office. I think his ass could sit there and play in a couple of toys and get me off what I want. Or, considering the fact that he just sent me a new yard guy. And that's why I always told him, you know, like, if all else fails, I got the, you know, I got the, like, landscapers. I want to hear all about those because I love those interactive toys. I absolutely love them. Have you ever tried a pussy pump or a cock pump?
Yeah, so I have, aside from the little dildo thing, I have, like, two butt plugs. And they also work on the phone app. If you like anal, holy fuck.
I love anal.
It's called the Hush. Oh, my God.
You have a Hush?
Yeah.
No way. I so want one.
You have to get one. You have to. And then, like, I can put you on my phone app. And the next time we do an interview, I can be playing with your ass.
You know what, sweetie? I would pay you to play with my ass. Mm-hmm. Just say.
I would play with your ass for free. You wouldn't have to pay me.
I would love that. I would totally put the Hush in, go about my day, take calls, do a radio show, talk and have no idea when you were going to, like, buzz the tower, so to speak.
Mmm.
It's a date.
I love it. It's a plan. All right. So, yeah, so that, and I got as a gift from someone wonderfully special, I got a clit sucker and nipple suckers.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Wonderfully teasing. A naughty tease toy. I got that from him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I had those. And the nipple suckers, I really love them because I get really turned on from nipple stuff. So I have fun. And the clit.
I get off from my nipples. I do. I have both of them pierced, and I get off from my nipples played with.
Oh, see, I'm thinking about doing that, but mine are just really small. I mean, I have good nipples, but small breasts. Small breasties.
I got new breasts, so.
You did. See, that's my goal. See, I'm working so hard now because when I'm young, because my goal is I want to buy a tiny house and put it on the back of a truck and just go drive around anywhere that I want to be, and I want to buy tits.
I bought tits.
I'm so jelly right now. Really?
I did. I went from a 32D. And then from hitting the gym really hard over a year, they went down. And so then I got new ones, and I'm a 32 double D.
Wow. Uh-huh. That's like a good size. I think that's a very nice size.
Thanks.
Where's my Hitachi? Huh?
Oh, you have your Hitachi going.
No, I don't. I don't. I wish I did.
So, what are your weekend plans?
The weekends, I usually work at the clinic and do things, you know, there. And I go hang out with friends at night and usually get in some sex. One or both or all three nights of the weekend. Friday is included. And so that's that.
Oh, I have to tell you, I'm getting laid this weekend if I have to put a strap on and hold somebody down and hurt them. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen.
Okay. Maybe it's
I
not the best
do
weekend
that anyway.
For me to
that's
come visit you.
That just might be fun. I have to tell you, it has been an absolute pleasure for you to allow me to nail you down for a little bit of time and have some fun.
Whoops.
So, I mean, besides your working and your adulting and your playing and everything else, when can people, you know, if they were so inclined, reach you?
People pretty much just have to, like, look for me.
Catch her if you can, everyone.
I mean, I do a lot of appointments, so really the best thing to do is just, like, get up in my box, my email, and just, like, kelly@enchantrixempire.com, and say, hey, Kelly, this is what I'm thinking, and this is the time that I'm thinking, can you make it happen? And generally, I'll make it happen, because, like I said, sex is the best thing. And, yeah, I've been known to get up at, like, 7 in the morning on a Sunday after working half of an overnight on a Saturday to do an appointment. It's crazy, but that's why they make Bloody Marys.
You know what? I have to tell you, Bloody Marys are the best. It's a complete meal.
It is. It's
that brings me to, like, vodka in general. Vodka is the one thing that can go from breakfast to dinner and everywhere in between.
Yeah.
I love wine, I love beer, but I gotta tell you, vodka's perfect.
I like most alcohol. I drink some wine. I could drink rum, lots of rum, lots of
tomorrow
sparkling
at Cinco de
vodkas.
Mayo, are you gonna like hit the tequila?
Yeah. We have, where I live, we have a tequila bar. And so I'm expecting it to be packed, but where I
You
live,
are in a
people
little bit,
don't
you're
go.
in a warmer climate, correct?
I am. I'm in Georgia. And so where I live, you can get to-go cups to go. And so I may just, step up to the bar and order a flight of tequila and some cups, and I'll be walking out with my tequila.
Oh, well, you know what? I will tell you, since I was younger than you, I haven't had tequila. And so tomorrow night, I'm having some of my nearest and dearest friends, like truly my friends that they're allowed to see me at all different ways and shapes and forms.
Like the without makeup friends, I have those
Oh
too.
God, yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're whatever. And they're bringing the tequila because I have a taco bar that I'm putting out.
Oh, tacos.
I'm doing a tres leche cake because I have an amazingly sexy Latino trainer. One of my trainers is from Latin America and he's amazingly sexy and he shared his mother's recipe with me.
Oh, invite
Yeah.
me.
Yeah. I would do bad things to him.
I would do bad things to your cake.
But I will tell you that I have a rum drink. It's a rum Mexican drink that I'm gonna try because I'm so afraid of the tequila. I'm a little afraid, and I'm Irish. I drink. Like I can drink all day and like sit there and do my taxes at night. It doesn't faze me at all. But tequila scares me. So I said if I was gonna drink tequila again for the first time in 20 years, I had to do it at home so I could like be near my own bed and
Wow.
I know.
Embrace the tequila.
I will embrace the
Just really be one with the tequila. It can be a super spiritual experience. I don't do shots of tequila. I sip tequila very nicely. I had a roommate who was actually from Mexico. And it was a he. I had like two gay roommates.
Did
One
you fuck
was,
him?
yeah, no, they were gay. I had two gay
Watch
roommates.
them fuck?
I did. Watching two guys fuck is about the best thing in the world. But we're talking about tequila, right? Weren't we? So he had good tequila, and he knew where to get really good tequila, and he would visit his family in Mexico and come back with, the legal number of things you could bring in and declare, and there were like so many kinds of it's not like fucking Jose. It's not. That's
No,
like shit,
no.
that shit tequila,
Compared
and there's like and you
to
just
that, I know. Oh.
No, and you drink this really good stuff, and you sip it, and you smell like coffee beans and have chocolate with it, and it changes everything. I feel the most adult when I'm doing things like that.
It's like, yeah, it's all good, whatever.
Yeah, and then
Because
just
yeah, I mean,
yeah.
and tequila though makes me nervous. Now, like I said, beer, wine, whiskey, bourbon. I did just pick up a new bottle. Like rum, I like, but knowing rum, like other than the standard more commercial things, a little out of my wheelhouse. So I'm sitting there in the liquor store today, like text messaging people going, "Hey, what do you think about this? What do you think about this?" They're like, "What the hell are you making?" I said, "I am making this rice milk drink that I'm gonna spike because," they're like, "It's Cinco de Mayo. You need to do tequila." I said, "I need a backup because I'm afraid." So, but in the morning, now tomorrow because you can and I can't. You have to, tomorrow's also Derby Day. So you
Oh,
have to
yeah.
embrace the whole mint julep and you have to embrace it all. Start the day with a Bloody Mary, go to the mint julep, And isn't Bloody Mary like the absolute equalizer? If you've had a long night, the only thing you want the next morning is a Bloody Mary.
Nice. Okay, so I have a restaurant near me that is doing like a blend of Cinco de Mayo and the Kentucky Derby. And so they're doing margaritas and mint juleps, and they're having tacos and I don't know what else. But so there's a bunch of us that are getting together tomorrow, and we're just going to go at it.
Ah, that sounds perfect. I will tell you, I was in Louisville a couple years ago, and I remember, matter of fact, I think I messaged Miss Delia, because, you know, Delia and I are really good friends, and I messaged her, and I'm like, there are boys, ponies, and bourbon here. I don't think I'm coming home.
Wow.
Because there's boys, bourbon, and ponies. Like, you don't need to leave. Ever. If I lived in Kentucky, I would never leave home. I'd be like, yeah, I don't need anything else. I'm good. So, well, I have to thank you ever so much for your time, Mistress Kelly. By the way,
yes.
I do love your name.
Oh, thank you.
It's fun. It's fresh. I hope you keep in touch. I hope you stop back on. You know, you are one of the mistresses that we get to actually sit there and look and kind of wonder what's next for you and all the big fun stuff. So promise that you will pop into the radio show or just pop back on the blog and keep us posted.
Is it Tuesday?
Tuesday's at noon, happy hour.
All right. Can I get a drink?
You better.
Okay.
The only time
I don't I think I should be able to be there this week for sure.
At night.
Uh-huh.
We used to do it at night. That's why we called it happy hour, and then, you know, the MILF duties got in the way. But I'm MILF duty I am MILF duty free this weekend. So I've got the Derby. I got the Cleveland Indians playing the Yankees, and I love the Tribe, and I hate the fucking Yankees. I have the Kentucky Derby. I have the Cavaliers playing. I have no MILF duties and Cinco de Mayo. I might just get in as much trouble as you. Maybe I will show up and spend part of my weekend with you.
Wow.
Can I bring my 40-something dudes?
Yeah, we'll switch. Like I said, I'll give you a couple of mine. You give me a couple of yours.
I will spar your really
compare
notes.
Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, you know, if you're back in the virtual world, right, and you're doing stuff, and you probably have a bed and some kinky furniture, you know, if I'm on, just hit me up, and believe me, we can just get on Skype and we can go through all the animations and.
I loved that.
I do just so many things to my hot little body that we'll be really close.
Will you face it?
Uh-huh.
I love face sitting.
I do too.
All right, so on that note, Miss Kelly and I are going to leave you because we want to go play.
Yeah.
And we're done with you. Miss Kelly, thank you. Thank you so much. And what is your blog?
So my blog is actually a Tumblr feed, but if you go to erotic,
she's millennial. She's got a Tumblr feed.
I know. I don't have time for a regular blog like you all have. It's all pictures. Eroticdenial.com, and it'll pop up magically and be like, "Hey, you're at Kelly's Tumblr, bitches," and you'll be all set.
And I will put a link on there, bitches. Look at me trying to embrace the millennial and like talk your speak. I will put a link to how you reach Miss Kelly, our little princess mistress, at any time, and you can reach her in the real world. You can reach her in the virtual world.
Yeah.
And I bet that you will be able to reach her in the chat room on occasion on my radio show. I know she's busy. Her schedule is, well, at that age, you just don't have a schedule. You get to do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, pretty much.
Miss Kelly, thank you so much. It has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Well,
I appreciate
thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. Now come sit on my face in the virtual world. Yeah.
You come and sit on mine, princess.
Okay, I will. I will. I'll worship your ass, too.
Now that makes me giddy and squirm.
Woo, me too.
All right, everyone, we're out of here because I got to go play.
Bye.
Bye.